It's time for Pacers Weekly.
Well, what a 2017-2018 Indiana Pacers season it was. We certainly hope that we were talking to you here on this Saturday morning and previewing game number 4, which would have been in Indianapolis against Toronto. The Pacers got tantalizingly close to round number 2 and making some history in round number 1. It was a season where many outside of Bankers Life Fieldhouse, outside of the city, outside of the state, said the Pacers might not get to 30 games in terms of the win column. And Indiana not only got to 48, got to 51, including the playoffs. For the first time in LeBron James' career, he went to 7 games in the first round. And you could call that a moral victory if you want. But there is a tangible level of success there for Indiana, bringing James as far as he's been in the first round. And not just taking him to a game 7. The Pacers had a lead in the third quarter. Indiana lost that game by 4. In fact, you look at the series, 2 of Indiana's 3 wins were blowout wins, 18 and 34-point wins. They had the close one in Game 3 in Indianapolis. All 4 of Cleveland's were very, very close. So the opportunity was there for the Pacers to take the series, but ultimately LeBron James, he's never lost in the first round. Going into the series, this is amazing, going into this series, LeBron James had won 21 straight games in the first round. He had swept 5 straight first-round series. Not only did those streaks end, but the Pacers nearly made a little history and knocked James out of the first round. It was not to be. James and the Cavaliers won in the first round of Game 7 in Cleveland. 105-101 was that Game 7 final. It was back on Sunday. They've since taken a 2-0 series lead and are threatening to blow away Toronto. They've got a Game 3 here coming up tonight against the Raptors that would put the Cavaliers up 3-0 after taking the first 2 out in Toronto. So far, Indiana has given James and the Cavs a much tougher challenge than Toronto has. It ends a season where Indiana got to 51 wins and a season where the Pacers hope that it's building upon the future. And as this season went on, we certainly noticed the fan support as Bankers Life Fieldhouse was pretty much full from January on. We got a lot more interest in shows like this one, and we certainly appreciated your support throughout the entire year. So we are making this our final Pacers Weekly here until we get back to October. We are making this a fan appreciation show of Pacers Weekly. So what does that mean? We are here with you. I'm Pat Boylan from 10 to 11 throughout the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to be bringing up the top moments throughout the season. We're going to be putting on perspective on the Pacers season, in which they may have been the biggest surprise in the NBA this year. We're going to be talking about our top moments. Bring on Chris Denari. Bring on Mark Boyle. Of course, Jeremiah Johnson and Mark Monteith will join you as well. Mark Boyle goes one-on-one with Kevin Pritchard. I had a conversation with Nate McMillan. So we'll talk to a couple of the most important people inside the Pacers organization coming off this year and coming off the successful season it was. Now they lead into the offseason, and you're going to want to hear we've got coming up in just a little bit Mark Boyle with Kevin Pritchard. He has some really interesting insight, not only on how this season came together, but on what could be for 2018-2019 and what could be even further down the line. We want to make you a part of this show. As always, 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. Chat Pacers basketball with us. You can give us your favorite Pacers memory throughout the year if you want, or just talk about the potential for the offseason ahead. But here's the main difference in this show. It's a fan appreciation show, and that means we are giving loads of stuff away. I have tons of gear, autographs, signed basketball. All of that's going to be given away in the next hour. We're going to do those in the commercial break. So our producer David is standing by, and our first giveaway is going to be a Domantas Sabonis signed 8x10 and a Together Pacers shirt from game number 6. You'll get those two items. If you're in the Indy area, we'll give you a couple weeks to pick them up at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. No rush on those. A time when is convenient to you. If you are outside of the city, we'll see what we can do about getting those out to you. We want to make sure we get a bunch of fans headed home here for this Saturday morning with a lot of gear. So here's what you have to do. First up, we're going to give away, so if you don't win round 1 here, we have a lot of rounds coming up here on Pacers Weekly. Round 1, a Domantas Sabonis signed 8x10 and a Game 6 Together t-shirt. Here's what you got to do. Two things. The call-in number, 317-239-1070. We're going to clear the phone lines in a moment. 317-239-1070. But more importantly, we need to know this. Victor Oladipo led the Pacers in scoring in many games this year. After Victor Oladipo, the top scorer in a game was Domantas Sabonis with 30 points. There was one other Pacer, not named Oladipo, that scored 30 or more points this year? 317-239-1070, and the answer to that question gets you Domantas Sabonis and the Together t-shirt. We will be right back. Kevin Pritchard, Mark Boyle are next, and we'll have our first winner here on our fan appreciation version of Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Bring us your tired, your wicked, your huddled masses.
Panic at the Disco, live. The Pray for the Wicked Tour. With special guest, Haley Kiyoko and Arizona. Friday, July 13th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Pre-order the new album, Pray for the Wicked, out June 22nd. Panic at the Disco.
All right, you're listening to Pacers Weekly here, 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I've got our producer, David, running double duty here this morning. So, David will be in contact here. Our first winner, Jamal, congratulations. There were two answers to this question. If you said regular season, Darren Collison hit 30 a couple of times. And then, of course, Bogdanovich with the playoff performance. So, congratulations to Jamal. We're going to clear the phone lines. We're going to start the contest over again here coming up after this interview. So, if you are on hold, feel free to hang up, and we will try this again in just a little bit. But congrats to Jamal, who won a Domantas Sabonis signed 8x10 and a Together t-shirt from game number 6. We got a whole lot more coming, so if you didn't win, do not worry. Kevin Pritchard, of course, the architect of this fine Pacers season and what will be hopefully many seasons here going forward. Mark Boyle had a chance to sit down with him right after his press conference. This is a brand new conversation you have not heard yet. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. This was a gratifying season, Kevin, by any measure. I'd like to start by going back to the start of training camp when the consensus nationally with media and fans was that maybe you'd win 30 or 32, but it was a rebuild and you were a non-factor. Turns out you win 48 and give a rousing first-round playoff performance before going down in 7. And what I'm wondering now in retrospect is this. What did you see that the rest of us didn't when you put this team together?
Well, I want to make this clear. We won 51 games this year.
Okay.
We won 48 in the regular season and 3 in the playoffs. And to me, that 3 is as big as anything. You know, that was critical to getting guys some experience and allowing them to grow and feel a game 7. I mean, Victor had to feel and see the intensity when he's game planned for 7 games in a huge game and play well. But to ask me what my expectations were on July 2nd and where did I think, I didn't really worry about the wins and losses. Herbie always asked me, you know, geez, how many are we going to win or how many are going to, and I would throw out a number and it was low. But I remember seeing in September, the guys started coming together, and then in preseason, and I just felt like we had a chance to overachieve. At what level, I didn't know.
The performance of the Indiana Pacers on the court.
48 was the number. I don't know if anybody in the building and maybe anybody in the United States thought that we'd be a 48-win team with three wins in the playoffs. But I'm proud of this team. We overachieved in some ways, and to me, I think, you know, we have to challenge this. We can't pat this team on the back. We have to challenge them for the future and make a few adjustments. But the locker room and the exit meetings was, God, can we just keep this team together one more year? Just can we see this through another year? And so that's my challenge. Will be, do you add more? Go after a big fish free agent and see if he fits and make sure that it works? Or do you keep them together and say, battle it out, guys, again with a little bit more continuity?
When you're trying to make those decisions and come to some sort of a balance between talent and chemistry and culture and all of those things that are so important, is it a gut feel or is there more to it than that?
Well, we look at the analytics, but if you would have said July 1, you got a couple of trades on the board, which one do you want to do? At the end of the day, the analytics probably said the other two trades were better. And we made a consensus effort when we said, no, let's do Victor and Domas. And when I heard that, I just kept telling everybody, how can we pass this? How can we pass Victor Oladipo, who played pretty well last year, but with low usage rate, but is a elite talent, and that if we can grow and he becomes a different player and more aggressive, maybe he is a star. Maybe he is a legit starter. And then Domas, we loved in the draft. We were like, God, this guy could be a really, at worst, a rotational player, and at best, a major starter. And so I heard those two names, Mark, and I just kept saying to myself, how do we pass on that? How do we pass on that, guys? And so I went around the room. I said, Chad, can we pass on this? No. Peter, can we pass? Can we possibly pass on this? No. Herb, are you okay with this? Yes. And so could we have stayed in the market and looked and been patient? Maybe, but as soon as I heard those two names, it was over with for me.
If we assume for the sake of conversation, Kevin, that Oladipo, Sabonis, and Turner are the core guys with this group without disrespecting anybody else, they're all so young, particularly the two bigs. Is it reasonable to expect all three of them to get better?
Without a doubt. I mean, Victor was in here last morning. He's in there this morning. And people follow suit with your hardest worker and your best player. So Domas is a big-time worker. Miles loves to play the game. He brings that youthful exuberance. We're going to get better with those three core guys.
Let's close with this. I want to see if you can put this in perspective for us, because we've been talking on a general level all season about the culture and the environment and how special it was. And you've been around as long or longer than most, and you've had more roles. You've played, you've coached, now you're in management. Can you put it into perspective for us and try to explain how unique that was?
I'm not sure if I could explain it into words. You know, you're around the team all the time. I would say this. I knew last night, talking to the team, how much it hurt him. Like, at the end of the season, the president or GM gives a talk, and you get a feel whether they've checked out for summer or they're sincerely hurt. And that team last two nights ago was disappointed at the nth degree. But all during the year, I just had this feeling like we lose a few games, I'd feel the positivity of it, you know? Like, I'd ask Thad, I said, are we okay? And he's like, why are you asking that? Like, it was a dumb question. Yeah, we're fine. We're going to be fine, you know? It was like, why are you guys worrying? We're not worrying because we like each other. We're going to play the right way. We're going to lose some games, but we're going to win some games too. And until I trusted those guys, I couldn't get comfortable. And then towards the end, I'm like, you know what? March is going to be a brutal, brutal month for us. And it ended up being one of our best months. And it's because these guys just said, you know, we're just going to keep coming together. We'll keep improving, and we'll do what's right. We'll play for each other and do the little things, and maybe we win some games.
Pacers basketball guru Kevin Pritchard, kind enough to spend some time with us on our final edition of Pacers Weekly. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Kevin, thank you. We want to remind you also, while the Pacers season is coming to an end, there is plenty of activity as it relates to basketball, staying at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Indiana Fever open up their preseason on Monday, and then opening weekend against Chicago is May 19th, so just a couple of weeks. If you've never made it out to a Fever game, highly recommend. Come out, try it once. I bet you you'll be back. May 19th, 1 o'clock is the opening tip for that one. 17 Fever games coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse here starting in mid-May. All right, we're going to continue on our giveaway here. Congrats to Jamal, who won the Domantas Sabonis signed 8x10 and a Gold Together shirt. Number two here, we are going to go with a Thaddeus Young signed 8x10 and a Gold Together shirt as well. So those two things are next up. You can call in now. We're just taking the third caller. You don't have to know anything. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in now for the Thaddeus Young, the Gold Together shirt. When we return, I'll chat with Nate McMillan. This is Pacers Weekly.
The performance of the Indiana Pacers on the court is hugely important, but so are the community outreach efforts of the Pacers and Indiana Fever off the court. Each year, the community relations teams of the Pacers and Fever oversee 50 programs focused on education, social responsibility, and health and wellness initiatives. In 2016-17, more than 500,000 Hoosiers of all ages were impacted by one of these programs. Pacers cares, Fever cares.
Jack's Donuts is sweetening up a Pacers win. The day after a Pacers victory, visit your local Jack's and mention the Pacers win to receive a free 12-ounce coffee or regular price donut. With more variety, more donuts, and more choices, Jack's is the place to celebrate a Pacers win. Visit www.jacksdonuts.com to find the Jack's Donuts location nearest you.
Hi Pacers fans, this is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
You're listening to our fan appreciation version of Pacers Weekly here on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I'm Pat Boylan. Congrats to Kyle, our winner of the Thad autograph, the Gold Together shirt. We've got four more prize packages coming up. Just two down, four to go. So plenty of opportunities here if you are not Jamal or Kyle to win. We will open up the phone lines in just a little bit and have another contest. So we heard from Kevin Pritchard. Makes sense now to hear from Nate McMillan. Got the chance to chat with Nate. Here was Nate on the Pacers season earlier this week.
And I thought our guys, gave us all that they had all season long. From start to finish. I couldn't have been more happier with the team than I was with this group this season, because every single day, we may not have won games, but it wasn't because of the effort. And the one thing that a coach hopes that he can get is effort. And I thought our guys gave that each and every night, each and every playoff game. And, we came up a little short.
You mentioned exceeding expectations maybe from those outside of this building. Was there a point in the season that you remember thinking, okay, maybe a team like this has the ability to do what it did?
We always take it one game at a time. We don't get ahead of ourselves. We just look at the next game and, see if we can find ways to go out there and be better. And that has always been my approach. Even in the playoff series, the approach was to try to get game one. We were able to get that. All right, how can we get game two? and 3, 4, 5, and 6, you know. So that has that was our approach, not looking ahead of ourselves, because so many things has to happen during the course of a season, you know, injuries, health, you know, a lot of things can factor into conditions that you have to play under, you know. And for us, we did have some injuries, and we had some guys step in and do some good things for us. Miles went down twice. Al Jefferson had to play backup. Domas had to move to the center position, and we was able to continue to win. Darren Collison goes down. We have to push Corey into the starting lineup. Joe Young had to play some backup point, and we were able to still win some games. So, you know, a lot of things happen during the course of a season where your focus really can't go past the next game.
When you look at what Victor was able to accomplish this year, how much do you sense that it was his off season and renewed mindset, and how much of it was maybe you giving him an opportunity that he hadn't had previously?
I think it was both. You know, I didn't really know what he was doing during the off season because we was just getting him, and you know, during the season, it was you know, putting him out on the floor, looking at what he was capable of doing, and then trying to put him in position to take advantage of what he could do out on the floor. And what that led to was us giving him more opportunities to handle the basketball, make decisions with the basketball. And he continues to just, you know, show growth. You know, teams started to double team, and what you saw in the playoffs where they just went out, all out trapping him and getting the ball out of his hands. He did, you know, pretty much what we talked about. You got to get it out. He ended up with a triple-double, you know. So he has shown continued growth throughout this season and throughout this playoffs that he can be a huge impact out there on the floor for our team.
As you hit the off season here, do you sense that this was the foundation, the first level of building something going forward?
We know it is, and we have something good to build off of and continue to shape, you know, this team for the future, not only, you know, creating that culture and creating a winning attitude and approach, but building that for the future. You know, we want to be even better. We want to win even more. But we certainly want to do it in a way that our fans and us appreciates it and respects it. And I thought that our guys, the way they played the game this season, people respect their efforts.
Nate, congrats on a successful season.
Thank you.
All right, so that's Nate McMillan. You've heard from Kevin Pritchard. You've heard from Nate McMillan. And throughout the rest of the show, we will have live guests. Mark Boyle in a moment. Kristen Airy a little bit after him. Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson. They're all going to give perspective on this season. Some historical contents, a look forward, all of that coming here in the next 35-plus minutes on Pacers Weekly. But as always, we continue here with our fan appreciation giveaway. Jamal and Kyle, our first two winners. Item number 3, a Lance Stephenson autographed 8x10 is now on the line. This is a trivia question, so you got to know the answer here. Lance Stephenson in Indiana has worn jersey number 1 and what other jersey number? 317-239-1070. Stephenson has worn jersey number 1 and what other number? 317-239-1070 to win that autograph. We'll chat live with Mark Boyle next on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, you're listening to our fan appreciation version of Pacers Weekly. We've given away three of our prize packages, three more still to come. If you're on the phone, we'll have a new contest, but being on the phone right now doesn't really help you with that. We're going to clear the lines. 317-239-1070 is the number when we are ready for that. Mark Boyle joins us now. Mark, if those have not seen it yet, you have a story up on Pacers.com. It's titled Boyle, Reflections on a Special Season. And you weren't afraid to make some pretty significant statements in this reflection. You've been here for 30 years. For those who haven't read it, I would recommend it. But could you give us a synopsis of your feelings on the season and what is in this piece on Pacers.com?
Well, one of the reasons, Pat, that I don't do things like that very often is because when I do it, I want people to understand that I mean it. In other words, the less you speak, I feel, the more people listen. And in this case, I've been here 30 years, and we've had a really good run since I've been here. The Pacers have been to the conference finals more times than any team in the East since 1994. More often than not, they're in the playoffs. And generally speaking, we've had guys that have represented the franchise and themselves well, both on the floor and in the community. So to say that we had a good group of guys this season wouldn't necessarily be unusual or rare, but you were around this team just as much as I was, and I think that you'll back me up when I say that there was something about this group of guys that was different. And it's a little bit difficult to articulate, but I tried to do that on the website. And what I was getting at is this. It's a good group of guys, and that's not unusual. They're professional. That's not really unusual either. But it's real rare in my experience to see a group of guys who are driven by ego and other things. They have their own agendas just like we all do, and you never saw any indication of what those individual agendas were. You never saw anybody really do anything that was outside the team parameter in terms of goals. They were committed to winning. They were committed to helping each other. And I just thought that was so unusual and so rare. And even for a cynic like me, Pat, that was a little bit inspiring. And I wanted to say something about it.
Not asking here for a game or even a date, but when you look back at this season, was there a point in it where you kind of had the feeling that, okay, maybe this team might make the playoffs, might even have a chance to make some noise in the playoffs versus what were the expectations coming in before the year?
Not really. For me, it was an evolution. And I remember sitting with you on media day and talking to a lot of the guys, and they all said the same things every player says every year at the beginning of the season, and I took it for what I thought it was worth, which was really nothing, because we hear it from every team at the start of every season. But as time went on and you saw that it wasn't lip service and you saw that these guys were committed and you saw that they came to work every day and they played poorly sometimes, that's part of the drill, but I don't recall very many times where they didn't come to play, and that is rare. It's a hard, grinding season. There are 82 games, there are back-to-backs, there's extensive travel. We know all of the things that go into the equation. But they very rarely, if ever, came without full effort. And you can very rarely say this about a team. When you get to the end of the season, did they max out? And I don't mean to speak poorly of last year's team, but let's use them as an example. You could argue that that was a more talented team. You might be wrong, you might be right, but you could argue it. Nobody felt that team overachieved, and everybody felt they underachieved. This team, I thought, maxed out. 48 wins, taking Cleveland to 7 games. Yeah, they could have won that series. But when you look at it realistically, I think they maxed out, and part of the reason they maxed out is, I think, because of the way they approached their jobs.
You look back at the playoff series, and I've heard you talk on other Pacers years before on whether or not that Pacers team truly believed that they could pull together some kind of upset. You look at the Pacers back in New York in the 90s, for example. Did you sense that this team genuinely thought they could beat Cleveland? And if so, did that lead to more disappointment that they weren't able to pull it off in seven, your perspective being around them?
Well, you'd have to ask them if it led to more disappointment. But from my vantage point, the outside looking in, I thought not only did they think they could win, I thought that they expected to win and were dismayed when they didn't. The perception from the outside was that the Pacers were shocking the world, which was totally unrealistic when you looked at it. It's a 4 versus a 5. The 4 won two more games than the 5 did. The 5 took the 4 three out of the 4 times they played. And in terms of statistical analysis, the 5 was the higher rated team. So you would expect to win if you were the Pacers, and I think they did expect to win, and I think they were really disappointed when they didn't.
It's still early, the offseason just underway for Indiana. When you look at the roster, with the understanding that you're not Kevin Pritchard and this is not your job, what areas do you think that Kevin Pritchard might be looking at once we get to draft time, free agency time down the road?
Well, it's a tricky balance because it's such a unique mix and the pieces fit together so well that you're reluctant to do anything major to disrupt that. On the other hand, you know that while you're good, you're not quite good enough, and you're not likely to get good enough unless you do something. So this is really a tricky offseason for Kevin Pritchard and Chad and Nate and all of those that are involved in these decision-making processes. So it'll be interesting to see what they do, but I think from the outside looking in, you could conclude that they need more shooting. They didn't shoot the 3 for a poor percentage, but they didn't shoot it as often as some, and in large part I thought that was because they didn't have enough guys that could shoot it. You'd like to be a little bit more physical. The Pacers were not a great rebounding team. They do have the potential to be better as Sabonis matures and ages, and hopefully Turner gets a little bit more physical. But at the moment, that's not a glaring issue, but it's something you might address. The one good thing about it, Pat, I think, is this. You look at the roster and you look at the strengths and weaknesses, and you can see that there are areas that you'd want to address. But I don't think you look at it and say there are anything or any major areas of concern. You don't look at it and say, my God, you're so bad defensively, you have to do something, or you can't shoot the ball, or you don't have enough depth. There are always things you can do, but I don't think they have any glaring weaknesses. If they want to compete for a championship, they do need to get better. And part of that, I believe, will come internally because the better players, or at least most of them, are still younger and either in their primes or entering their primes. And for that reason alone, they should get better. But I think they'll do something. It'll be interesting to see what they do do.
Year 30 is complete for you, which also means it is your 30th offseason, and you've had very different offseasons from year to year. Do you have yours in the plans yet?
I do, and it's not as adventurous as some of my offseasons. My plan is to start the process to get my pilot's license, and I want to read 50 books by September 30th. Not too adventurous, but it'll keep me busy.
All right, well, you can Mark_J_Boyle, right, is on Twitter.
Mark_J_Boyle, and if I might offer an aside, I know how you think. And do not think for 1 minute that I'm going to go up in that plane until I'm fully ready to fly it. I see how you roll.
That's Mark Boyle. Mark, we appreciate your time all year here on Pacers Weekly throughout the season, and good luck on flying.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
That's Mark. When we return, we're going to talk to Chris Denari, but it's time to give away another prize package here. Let's see. We just did the Lance autograph. So, right, David, we did the Lance one. Yeah, so we have a Miles Turner 8x10 that is signed and a Gold Together t-shirt from game number 6. So 3 prize packages down. This is number 4, so still some opportunities. This is just going to be a call-in one. So caller number 3 again for the Miles Turner autographed 8x10, the Gold Together t-shirt. Chris Denari when the commercial ends. 317-239-1070, the number to call in.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4. Only at Steak and Shake.
And locally owned is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us. Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
Since 1993, the Pacers Foundation has been investing in agencies throughout Indiana that are working to create programming and opportunities for at-risk youth. From anti-bullying to providing safe havens for abused children, to day camps to mentoring programs, the Pacers Foundation strives to be part of the solution to the problems facing our Indiana children. You can help, too, by purchasing a Pacers Foundation license plate through the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Go to pacersfoundation.org to learn more.
This is Pacers Weekly 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I'm Pat Boylan. Congrats to Rob, who's our winner of the Miles autographed 8x10, the Miles Turner 8x10, and the gold together shirt from Game 6. So Jamal, Kyle, Tyler, and Rob are our winners. I think it goes without saying you can only win once. So for those four, congratulations. We've got two more still coming up. If you're in the area, I'll be in contact. We'll give you a couple weeks to stop by the field house. If you are not, we'll see what we can do. So if you're listening from remotely, outside of Indiana, on the website, we'll give you an opportunity. You're included, too, and we will have two more prize packages coming up. It's actually our two best, probably, coming up. So if you have not won yet, probably the two best items out there are still available. Chris Denary, Pacers TV voice, joins us now. Chris, you look back at this season, and you have now a lot of experience, 12 years, right, with the Pacers. How would you summarize what you saw, not only for the 82-game regular season, but in the playoffs?
Well, I think, Pat, it was as good a season as I've had my 12, and that also includes the two Eastern Conference Finals runs. And I echo what Mark said earlier, is just a unique group of individuals that put aside their individual thoughts, wants, and needs for the team. And, I think I saw it early on. I thought one of the big wins of the year was at San Antonio to end a road trip. After you had started with a couple of wins, then had a couple of losses, if you lose that game, you're going to lose three straight. And they went into San Antonio and won. I thought that was very impressive. And then I thought later in the year, after the All-Star break, losses at Atlanta and Dallas really could have sent your season south. I think there might have been some questions, would this be a playoff team? Because it was pretty bunched up between 5 and 10, and they go on the road and win in Philly, win in Washington, win twice in Boston, win in Milwaukee. I think when a team like that does that on the road, and you look at the history of Pacers basketball, I think in the 40 plus years in the NBA, there's only been four or five 21 or more win seasons on the road. Well, I think we saw it at home. I think it's the ability to overcome adversity either during the course of the season or within a game. And so I think there was a complete confidence that even if they fell behind, they were going to be able to get back in a game. Now, they did it routinely at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, but I think they did it as well on the road, that if they had a tough stretch, they didn't let that get them down. And I think a lot of teams, when they go on the road, if they hit a roadblock early in the game or they fall behind, there's a tendency sometimes during the course of a regular season for teams to give in because it's a long season. I never got the sense that this team would ever give in at any point of a game. So I think their ability to get back off the ground when they were knocked down in a game, especially on the road, was something to see. And I think that's a big reason why they had a winning road record.
Chris Denari is with us. We think back to this time last year. Of course, there was the cloud over whether Paul George was going to do anything. Obviously, he did. It's interesting looking at the offseason now, Chris, because not only do you have an all-star caliber player in Victor Oladipo, but he is a couple of years younger than Paul. When you couple that with the addition of Domantas Sabonis, who turned 22 years old 2 days ago, Miles Turner, 22 years old, there's your foundation. Not only did you win 48 games, I'm curious if you see it the same way I do, your foundation, your core here is still really, really young.
Yeah, you really like when your top three players' ages equal only 70, right? Victor turns 26 yesterday, and then the other two, you know, 22 years old. So I think that's a solid foundation. And I believe that most everybody will be back. You just have that feel. But it still gives the Pacers a lot of flexibility to add, I think, a significant piece to the roster. And when I say that, I think they could use more shooting. Even though their three-point percentage was top 10 in the league, they did not take as many as a lot of teams do. So I think whether that person is a significant backup that can play the 2-3, maybe even slide into the 4, I think that's the type of player that can really be an asset to the group that's coming back.
Chris Denari is with us. Hey, we routinely have to cut Jeremiah's segment on this show short as we run long and everything else as he's at the very end. So have to cut you short a little bit here, but appreciate your time. And congrats on another great season with the Pacers.
All right. Thanks so much, Pat.
All right. That's Chris Denari, Pacers TV voice. We heard from Mark Boyle earlier. It's Mark Monteith next. We got to get to Jeremiah as well here before we get to 11 o'clock. We're giving away stuff throughout this show. And let's see. Next up, we have two more prize packages to give away. If you've won, you're ineligible. Again, we'll have these at the field house. If you're not able to get to the field house, we'll work with you. But we'll give you a couple weeks to get down there and pick up these prizes. So four winners, two more to go. It's our two best prizes coming up next. And this one is a good one. It's a Miles Turner and Victor Oladipo. It's 1 8x10. Both of them are on the 8x10. Both Miles and Victor have signed this document, so it is a double autograph on an 8x10. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. We are taking caller number 3 for this one as well. David will open the phone lines here in just a moment, and we will have our fifth winner on our fan appreciation version of Pacers Weekly, and then Mark Monteith on the other side of the commercial.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans, this is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized and convenient care that is right for you at GetSaintVincentCare.com.
Pacers Weekly continues here on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. This is the final show of the season. It's the Fan Appreciation Show. Thank you for joining us here. We will be back with you in October. If you missed any of the show, Pacers SoundCloud, Pacers Sound specifically is what you search on SoundCloud. Or if you have the podcast app, make sure to follow us there. Pacers Sound, Jeremiah Johnson will be joining us later. He and I will have Sideline Guys podcast throughout the offseason to cover your Pacers fix throughout the year. Mark Monteith joins us now. Mark, we have talked with Chris and Mark Boyle, just kind of giving their perspective on what a year it was. So I want to change the tone a little bit with you. And you're so good to talk about with historical context because you've been around and covered this team for so long. Can you put into historical context what this season was and how impressive it may have been?
I think this season was unique in that it exceeded expectations probably more than any season, the regular season, the Pacers have had. So it kind of reminded me the way it ended in 2011 and 12, Frank Vogel's first 2 years. You know, in 2011, they made the playoffs for the first time after a four-year absence. And in 2012, they got to the second round. So people finished those seasons feeling really good about the team. Also, kind of like Larry Bird's first year, 97-98 season, when they got to the conference finals because they had missed the playoffs the year before. So that season ended, you know, with a real upbeat tone. But there's also, you know, it's kind of instructive to recall the 90-91 season. The Pacers had never won a playoff series at that time. They played Boston. At that time, the first round was a five-game series, and the Pacers took it to Game 5 in Boston, where they lost by 4 points. And people were really encouraged then, oh, this was a breakthrough, and this team is on the rise. And you had a team of Reggie Miller and Chuck Person and Rick Smits and Detlef Schrempf and guys like that. But it turned out to be three more years before they really broke through. They got swept in the first round the following year. So it's no guarantee that next year goes better. But I do think the core of this team is so together and so promising that next year will be good. But certainly there's no guarantees, and I know the Pacer front office doesn't need to be told that.
Mark Monteith is with us, and there's a ton of content from Mark's stories that have gone up this week on Pacers.com. So make sure to head that direction and check some of these out. There's a mailbag up, a story on should Turner and Sabonis start together? And obviously some of this, Mark, hinges on whether or not Thaddeus Young picks up his option, which we may not know for some time. But regardless, this is potentially a long-term question the Pacers have to answer.
Yeah, it's a unique situation. I guess it qualifies as one of those good problems to have. You got two 22-year-old, 6'11" centers, basically, or fours, if you will, on the same team who show so much promise. And you have a hard time imagining that Sabonis is going to come off the bench for the rest of his career. You know, so you think either they've got to start together or something has to give and one of them gets traded. I think they want to give a shot at starting them together or playing them together more. Nate McMillan made it a point to play them together in just about every game this year once the season got going. The analytics on that weren't that good. The Pacers weren't a better team when they did play together, but it's a pretty small sample size too. So that will be interesting to see how it plays out going forward. I think for it to work, they both have to expand their skill sets, be more effective in Turner's case around the basket or in Sabonis' case as a perimeter shooter. If they do that, it could be a great combination.
We are looking at I'm looking at your mailbag here, which is up on Pacers.com, and a couple of questions about what the Pacers need to do in the offseason. Someone asks they need a stud point guard, a spread four. Someone else suggests a great three-point shooter. It's interesting because you have a 48-win season, but there still are areas that not only the team can improve in, but some cap money to do that with.
Yes, no question. A lot of decisions to make this summer. I think all you can do is wade into it and see what opportunities are there. I don't think you go into the summer thinking, well, we're going to go for the home run. We're going to bring in some big player, big name player who could really advance us forward. Or you don't go into it saying we're standing pat either. You see what the opportunities are, what players are available, and make your decisions there. Of course, like you said earlier, Thad Young's decision will be the hinge on which it all turns. If he comes back, that limits their flexibility in the summer. If he doesn't, they have more flexibility, but then they have to find somebody to play that starting four position.
Mark Monteith joining us now. Mark, quick question here before we get to Jeremiah. We want to look here at the offseason for you. Plenty of draft workout coverage when that time rolls around, draft, free agency. I mean, it's offseason, and things I'm sure will slow down a little bit for you, but you'll have the fans covered over on Pacers.com, right?
Yeah, no question. Starting Monday, we'll do player reviews. Monday, you'll have a story on Lance Stephenson looking back at his season. Tuesday will be TJ Leaf looking back at his season. And Leaf, by the way, I think could be that answer of who your stretch four is. I mean, this is the guy who is basically a 50% three-point shooter in college, the G League, and when he got regular minutes with the Pacers. So I'm not discounting TJ Leaf as a future answer for the Pacers. So we'll have player reviews of all the guys on the team here over the next couple of weeks on Pacers.com.
All right, that's Mark Monteith. He joined us throughout the entire season as part of the Kroger pregame show and here on Pacers Weekly. That's well over 100 appearances through the year, so we'll give you a little bit of a rest.
Oh, thank you. Been good to be with you, Pat.
That's Mark Monteith here joining us for the final Pacers Weekly of the 2017-2018 season. It is our fan appreciation show. Congrats to Jamal, Kyle, Tyler, Rob, Kenny, our most recent winner. Our final prize here of this morning's show is an autographed basketball signed by the entire team before the season. So it has Damian Wilkins on there. Every single player's autograph on a basketball. And we are going to take caller number 5 for that one. 317-239-1070. The number is blocked right now. If you can't get through, David will open up the phone lines in just a minute. Caller number 5 for the team signed basketball. You can call in 317-239-1070. You'll hear Jeremiah Johnson after the break. This is Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. 2 ripe bananas, 1 green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Get the best seats at the best pricing for the greatest spectacle in racing. Tickets for the 2018 Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade Motor Oil and all of May's epic events at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are on sale now. Be there for IndyCars crossing the bricks at over 230 miles per hour. The base dropping over the snake pit presented by Coors Light. And save a vacation day to rock out on Miller Lite Carb Day. Get your tickets now and save at Indy500.com. Is it May yet?
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
All right, we are wrapping up Pacers Weekly here on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. And congratulations to John. He's the winner of the signed basketball. So Jamal, Kyle, Tyler, Rob, Kenny, and John will be in contact with you coming up here early next week. Congratulations, all six of those, and thank you all who have been listening and trying all year long. I know we can't give a prize away to everybody, but we got six out there. Not too bad. And congrats to all of those winners. A couple of other items we want to get to you as we bring on Jeremiah here in just a moment. FeverBasketball.com. Their season starts on May 19th. So basketball at the Fieldhouse for you doesn't have to end if you're a little bit down that the Pacers season is over. FeverBasketball.com. The tickets tab right there is how you can purchase single game, mini 5-game packs, or 2018 season ticket packages. As the Indiana Fever, they had a really high draft pick, number 2 overall, which will be joining 2 first-round picks, Stephanie Mavunga, early second round, who's Indy native, as well. And then courtesy of Eddie White. Pacers Gaming began its NBA 2K League history yesterday in New York as they hosted or at the tip-off tournament. The team lost its first game, 70-61, but then won three straight to advance to today's Final Eight. They beat the Mavs, the Heat, the Grizz, so they're 3-1 on their season, advancing to the Final Eight. That's courtesy of Eddie White. All right, now we bring on Jeremiah Johnson. And Jeremiah, I want to look forward with you, but first, give you the opportunity to look back because you're around this team as much as anybody at home and on the road. And whatever angle you want to take on this, please feel free. But your summarization of the 2017-2018 season, please.
I think the way the locker room felt after Game 7 and the way the fan base, I think, took about two or three days to really get over the loss speaks volumes about the team and sort of what they were able to do and change not just expectations but perception of the franchise over the course of the season. That loss hurt quite a bit. I mean, that locker room was about as quiet, and I heard some people reference the high school or a college loss, and I've been in plenty of locker rooms after NCAA tournament games when many players' careers come to an end. And that's what it felt like in Cleveland, and I think that just shows how much they believed they could win that game and advance in the – in the playoffs, and really how much they enjoyed being around each other. So the team will change, at least in some areas. No team comes back exactly the same, but I think that this group certainly laid the foundation for what should be an exciting number of seasons to come. And I'll always look back fondly on this season, and I kind of just wish we were playing a game tonight, but I think that they certainly earned the respect of not just Indiana, but of the entire NBA.
Well said. We heard Kevin Pritchard talk a little bit about the offseason plans ahead, and as you look at the roster, what do you see? It'll be an interesting offseason, I think, for Kevin in that he's always been an aggressive president, general manager. But there's certainly a chemistry element, which you obviously witnessed as much as anybody.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I think in all of Kevin Pritchard's years in the NBA, I do think he learned and just from this team and how he put a team together. And you never know when you put it together in an offseason how well it will mix, but the mix is important and the chemistry is important. So there will be changes, and I remember even back to the introductory press conference last summer when Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis and Darren Collison were there, and afterwards Kevin Pritchard was talking to some people and they asked what else he wanted to add, and he said immediately, you know, we need to add more shooting. And I think later that afternoon Bojan Bogdanović was signed, but I think that's maybe something you still continue to try to add. And I think to Philadelphia and what they were able to do with picking up Bellinelli and Ilyasova off the waiver wire, and that's really helped that team. And so I think you continue to look to add shooters, but you keep that core foundation in place. And I think you've made Indiana a franchise that, you know, it's never going to be like LA necessarily, but I think it could be someone that if you're a free agent, you're looking to have a successful run and, you know, there's money to spend, you may target Indiana. And I think that's a very positive development for this franchise.
We've got about 90 seconds here. When you look at the team coming into next year, they might make some offseason moves. There's potential, though, I think, a lot of it. Turner, Oladipo, Sabonis. Those are three young guys who still are likely on the upward trajectory. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you continue to, when you look forward, you see that as kind of your foundation pieces. And then you kind of sprinkle guys around them just by looking at the ages. Those are the guys that will be here for quite some time. They're in good contract situations, and then you find good, you know, pieces around them. And also you got to make sure the chemistry is good, and you never really know how that'll go, but I think you have a bright future, especially in that front court with Miles and Domas, and of course with Victor.
All right, why don't you take the fans inside of what the offseason for Jeremiah Johnson looks like?
Well, right now I'm at a Little League baseball game, so it's a lot of that. It's just running around and catching up with the kids after being gone quite a bit in March and April. And I'm actually going to do some dugout reporting later this month for a couple of St. Louis Cardinals series for Fox Sports Midwest. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'll be on the high school baseball and softball state finals. And anytime there's a Pacers season ticket holder party or function, you and I will likely be there. Maybe we'll even have another live draft video,
yeah,
which was so exciting last year. And maybe less nerves, I think, on draft night maybe this year than what it was like last year.
Hey, as a Cardinals fan, congrats on that gig. And David Deering in the background does not like the Cardinals. But we appreciate your time here all year long on this show, and enjoy things settling down just a little bit in the offseason.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pat.